MR path, emergency medical responder, which is like a first responder level licensure that doesn't allow you to transport in the back of an ambulance. That's where the EMT basic comes into play. So for the EMT level, it's about a one semester class. I think it's up to 180 hours now, but really get a good foundation, anatomy, physiology, pathophysiology, as well as some of those basic medicines, some of those different medical or trauma conditions you can run into, and how to treat those at the basic life support level. There is a mid-level education called Advanced EMT, and that's where our service is currently licensed. So that's an additional semester, another 165 hours, I believe it is. Don't quote me on that. It changes regularly. But that's learning more of that advanced anatomy physiology stuff, more pharmacology, and starting to get more into cardiology, more a lot deeper into respiratory conditions, chronic medical conditions, and be able to provide IV access, get IV started, provide some basic medication, some IV fluids. And then from there, you can go to your paramedic level education. I know it's changed since I've gone through, but when I went through, it was 38 college credits in 9 months, and just say goodbye to your social life because you're working full-time, going to school full-time, doing your clinicals. And it's fast-paced. It's a lot of information coming at you all at once, and without a solid foundation in that EMT stuff we were talking about earlier, you got to be able to build upon that, right? So I encourage everybody to be an EMT for a little while to learn what that is before, you know, you jump to that paramedic level. But once you get to paramedic, I mean, you've got 40 some medications at your fingertips, as well as advanced cardiology, the ability to cardiovert people whose heart rate is too fast, the ability to pace people whose heart rate is too slow. Manual defibrillation for cardiac events is a huge one. Intubation, where that's the gold standard for airways. So if you're not breathing, we're actually able to put that tube in your trachea versus just in the back of your throat to make sure that we have a permanent unsafe airway. And a lot of it boils down to evidence-based best practices and actually being out in the field and able to practice medicine to provide the best service possible for the people that need it.
We're talking about a lot more lives being saved if we could get to that level, then, aren't we?
I think we would make a huge difference in what we can accomplish at that level. Mm-hmm. For example, right now at the AEMT level, if you're in your home, you fall over in your living room and suffer a cardiac arrest, what we can do at the AEMT level is establish an IV, do really good CPR, breathe for you, throw you in the back of an ambulance and drive real fast to the hospital and let them do all the fancy stuff. At the paramedic level, we can do all of those things, but we can give you all the same medications, provide you the same care that you would get in the emergency room for a cardiac arrest event, that we can do that in the field, right in the living room.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing. So more equipment is needed then, right?
Lots.
That's kind of what you're looking for.
Yes.
With this thing
and,
on the fifth.
And if it's equipment, it's expensive. If it's medical equipment, you could add another 20% to it.
Uh-huh.
If it's EMS equipment, probably another 30-40%. So just because it's like a piece of equipment is transport rated, like a ventilator, for instance, to have a transport rated ventilator, it's going to cost twice as much as a regular ventilator. Excuse me. Same thing with an IV pump. So a lot of medications we can give at the paramedic level, those medications go in as a drip. And the best way to regulate the dosage in the drip is through an IV pump. IV pumps are, you know, $7,000 to $12,000 right there just for a pump, especially for it being quote unquote transport rated. So it adds up fast. And I think there are some options in ways that we can do this most fiscally responsible and provide the best service to the community. We're still evaluating those daily, just trying to see what good enough and the best we can do is going to look like. But still working through that, but just getting this foundation of funds so we can actually start moving this thing forward is going to be an awesome, awesome thing to have.
I know there's been some talk in the community about the ambulance service and things like that. Anything you'd like to say? Anything you'd like to clear the air about?
Absolutely. There has been a lot of talk, and some of it, I'll be honest, has been a little bit personal. Number one, I want to encourage anybody with questions, comments, concerns. We have meetings every month. I attend about four of them. I'm usually on the agendas for. My phone number is on my email signature. It's available. It's my county cell phone number. Please give me a call. Stop by the office. Send me an email. Set up an appointment. I'd love to talk with you and address any concerns that you have. More likely than not, we probably share some of the same concerns, but there's also some things that might be able to ease some concerns out there. One of the big things that I've noticed is people's concern about sustainability of our service right now and calling 911 and making sure that somebody's going to show up. I'm happy to announce today that we have no full-time vacancies right now. So we are fully staffed on the full-time side. Part-time wise, I'm holding 1.5 positions open on the part-time side, just as we navigate some potential future changes. And we've just hired 2 paid on-call members as well. So we're extremely well-staffed right now. We've had no open slots in the month of September, and we have responded to every call we've been dispatched to. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the people here that have been just absolutely awesome in picking up shifts, going the extra mile. I mean, there's 2 people sitting right across from you that have done more than required of them to make sure that this community had an ambulance service, had an ambulance show up in their time of need, and I couldn't be any more proud.
Well, you talked about missing this, dedicating your life to it, you know, and missing family dinners and things like that. But certainly it's very rewarding, isn't it?
It is. Public safety is an interesting realm because once it grabs you, you're in it. When I was 2 years old, my great-grandpa brought me to a fire station, and that was it for me. I knew what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. With this new job, it definitely has a lot of requirements, and you needed to be around a lot, and I am, and there are a lot of sacrifices in that. But again, to see us be as successful as we have been this last month, to see us really striving towards this paramedic level, seeing people step up to not only host fundraisers, but cover those shifts, and just to be able to give that affirmation to grandma at 3 o'clock in the morning that everything's going to be okay. And yeah, we can get you back into bed. It's no problem at all. That's what it's all about at the end of the day.
How can people apply? If you're listening this morning, maybe hearing this and interested in this.
Yeah. So if somebody's interested, not really ready to take that step into applying it, want to have a conversation, by all means, stop by our station. We're at 1027 North Jefferson Street in Richland Center here. Stop on by, talk with the crews. We'd love to show you around and chat with you a bit. If you are interested in applying, if you go to the county website and go to employment opportunities, you will see positions posted for part-time and paid on call EMT. Do not have to have licensure or training to apply. What's important to us is that we hire good people, people that understand that we work for the community, not the other way around, people that understand that this job is bigger than us, and we're here to provide a service. And sometimes those people don't have a license yet, and we can work with that and make sure they get through school and get an EMT license they're interested. So whether it's just preliminary interest or you're really into it or already have a license, I'd love to talk with you.
Very good. I've heard horror stories about other places in the state where someone calls 911 and there's no response. So we're very fortunate here that we have that kind of response, aren't we?
Yes, I can speak from the time in which I have started. So since May 28th of this year, we have not missed a single 911 call.
Great. So, well, thanks for what you do.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Big event coming up on the 5th. We want to reiterate it. Kaylee, maybe you could go back over some of the main facts for this October 5th event at the Ambulance Garage there.
I know one big thing that I did forget to mention is that I have been in contact with UW MedFlight, and I had also reached out to Gunderson Air. I haven't heard anything back from them yet, but UW did respond, and as long as time allows and they're not too busy that day, they are going to be making an appearance. So anybody that has any questions or doubts and are wanting to hear it from somebody else what this upgrade means for the community, they can also hear it from them, because, I mean, they are also going to be the people showing up on scene, depending on what it is, and taking over care from us. And if we can kind of lay that groundwork for them, how much easier it would be for them, or I guess even survival odds for the patient.
Even more so, a less reliance on a critical resource that is the helicopter. We don't want to distance ourselves from using them less, because they're awesome and great partners to work with. But if we're operating at the paramedic level, there's a lot more we can accomplish here in town that we're not having to fly somebody to the far reaches to a level one trauma center for necessarily. So
as often,
because there's plenty of other services that need them. They're busy. If we could be one less burden as regularly, That would be great too. And we might have helicopters show up on the 5th, and that's kind of exciting.
That is.
Who doesn't love a helicopter?
I love it.
Absolutely. You don't normally get to see them that up close and personal. They're pretty awesome, aren't they?
They are. Another thing too is I know everybody loves pets. The Sheriff's Department was actually willing to do another canine demo, kind of like the Share Night. So if you guys love canine Aaron, he will be there and he will be doing another demo for you. Otherwise, yeah, we're going to do our best to kind of have a list of who our donators are so everybody can see that. We do have a silent auction, and everything that's going to be in our silent auction is donations from our local community. And you can kind of come out and see that. We got gift certificates, we got baskets, we got anything that you can think of, hopefully, on the table for you. And come and check out those items.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Anything you'd like to add today, Abby?
I don't think so. I think Kaylee covered it pretty well.
You have the times again on the 5th?
Absolutely. So we will be at Crochet Park on October 5th from noon to 4.
Awesome. Sounds good. And then hopefully, is there a goal, a deadline in mind, Mike, for that, like where you like to have some things at the next level?
So time frame wise on the upgrade, I would love to say first quarter of 2025.
Okay.
There's a lot of moving pieces to that. Like, yes, we want to do this upgrade. Could we accomplish that? But organizationally speaking, there's a lot of things we need to get accomplished in the next few months. I would be surprised if the upgrade happened after 2025. I do believe we can get it accomplished next year. It's just hard to put an exact date on it.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, good luck with that event as well.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for coming in, all of you guys. We appreciate
it. Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Mike Jessen joining us, Kaylee Klatt and Abby Noggle on this portion of The Morning Show. Come out and see them on the 5th of October as they look to raise some funds and have some family fun.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns makes it easier to care for the skin you're in. With over 20 years of experience, Dr. Enns cares for patients of all ages at Gunderson Boscobel's specialty clinic and accepts referrals from non-Gunderson facilities. From acne to eczema, rashes to dermatitis, to skin cancer screenings and diagnosis, Dr. Enns specializes in all things skin without the long wait. To learn more, call the Gunderson Boscobel specialty clinic today.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or healthcare. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more healthcare coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising childcare costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new childcare slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Burnham Lumber Company of Rui salutes hog farmers during October Pork Month.
Burnham's has been serving area farmers since 1954. That's over 65 years of building experience. If you're in need of any hog raising facilities or other agricultural businesses, Burnham Lumber is currently scheduling spring projects. Burnham Lumber also carries a full line of Mirafont energy-free and energy-efficient waterers. Order any Mirafont hog waterer in October and take 6% off, plus receive $40 to $110 in rebates for each qualifying purchase. That's Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, saluting hog farmers during October Pork Month.
The economy is doing well, so why are gas and grocery prices not going down? The good economy has resulted in corporate profits at record highs. But what are the corporations doing with their profits? Are they increasing the wages of workers in proportion to their profits? No. Are they decreasing the cost of their products? No. They are paying their CEOs huge bonuses and manipulating their stock to benefit their investors. In addition, mergers have allowed them to eliminate competition and set prices however they want. The problem is that politicians refuse to regulate corporations to make sure they serve the American people. Consumer protections that impose a federal ban on corporate price gouging and increase scrutiny of potential mergers could address this problem. Check the policy positions of the politicians you will vote for in November and ask them if they support consumer protections to make the economy work for all of us.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Sunshine and breezy today, a high around 73 with southwest winds at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 47. Thursday, partly cloudy, still warmer than normal, a high of 70. Friday, 68. And for Saturday, 78 with a 40% chance of showers at night.
100.9 WRCO.
Yeah. Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Sleeping, could this be a dream or just the same nightmare that keeps me awake? Feel it in my brain, toss out of pain, pour a little out now for the love that we made. I feel it in the morning, you're still here in the morning. I see you but you're gone, telephone the doctor, I'm not okay. Bottom of the bottle to fill this empty heart up. A thousand proof, don't chase the truth. I dive it, but I can't drink you away. I've tried Jack, I've tried Jim, I've tried all of them, and I can't drink you away. On these rocks, I can't swim out of this skin. I'm living. So I drowned it away. When the sun comes up tomorrow, you can find me doing the same. Cause I just can't forget the way we turned out this bed. And now the only thing that sleeps here is a ghost of you instead. And then I feel it in the morning, you're still here in the morning. I see you but you're gone, telephone the doctor, I'm not okay. Bottom of the bottle, to fill this empty heart up. A thousand proof, don't change the truth. I dive in but I can't drink you away. I've tried Jack, I've tried Jim, I've tried all of them, but I can't drink you away.
No, I can't.
All these rocks, I can't swim out of this skin. I'm living insane. Tell me, baby,
country and community, WRCO, our chance to play Justin Timberlake on a country station. That was from his country album. It is 60 degrees here at WRCO Radio. Coming up, the Daily Dose, and Bill Cody has the American Country Greats Radio Minute, talking about Cody Johnson. That's up in a few.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women. even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone. The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th. It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event has everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend.
A different way of living at Courtin Main Furniture and Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Courtin Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
100.9 WRCO. Gave us that hilltop place to park. Gave us them girls that stole her hearts. Gave us them books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year. Them country stores to buy that beer. A place to go nobody knows. Where you take it in and you take it slow. Like that river rolls. Where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it in up. Tore down them old two-lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Race held on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us. Too good to us. Slow like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, all is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too good to us. Raise hell on the weekends, yeah. Man, what were we thinking when we said we'd leave it in a cloud of dust? This town's been too good to us.
That's Dylan Scott. On Country and Community, WRCO, the home of the Daily Dose, sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. A sports physician once told me that a high percentage of athletic injuries are the result of not first stretching. The body isn't limber and loose and ready for impact and suffers the consequences. A few minutes spent stretching, he told me, can save hours of agony. The same rule seems to apply in the realm of thinking. Oliver Wendell Holmes said, "The mind, once stretched, can never again return to its original proportions." A friend in the publishing business informed me that 90% of all books are read by less than 10% of the population. What does this tell us? That not enough people are being properly stretched. People who have the attitude that they have a lot to learn know they can never learn enough. Too often we go into the arena of new endeavors, challenges, and competition and come away limping simply because our mind was not properly stretched. Great books and literature abound on almost any area we want to enter. So before you jump into the game, take the doctor's advice and take a few short minutes and get properly stretched. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee tools and heated gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
Let's saddle up with Cody Johnson today. What do you say? This is the Pure American Country Radio Minute. I'm Bill Cody. Cody Johnson is about to deliver an expanded version of his latest album, Leather.
The deluxe edition of Leather is coming out this fall. There's 13 more tracks, and I personally think that the second half of this album has more potential number one hits, and it has more sing-along songs, and it's better songs. I mean, and that's saying a lot. That's a big statement. That's a bold statement.
Leather is nominated for Album of the Year at the 2024 CMA Awards. He's also received nods for Male Vocalist of the Year, Single of the Year for Dirt Cheap, and Music Video of the Year for The Painter and Dirt Cheap, both of which were number ones. To catch Cody at an upcoming Leather tour date, CodyJohnsonMusic.com. With Cody Johnson, I'm Bill Cody. That's today's Pure American Country Radio Minute.
No one thing between the droughts and the floods through all the years. What in the world?
Pure American Insurance, Dave Davis here. When your homeowners or auto insurance rates go up, do you feel trapped? Your agent only represents one brand or a few brands at most, so he's got nothing better to offer. At Pure American Insurance, we shop from over 30 leading insurers to get you the lowest rate. More options equal more savings. Visit PureAmericanInsurance.com or call 800-541-7161. More choices, better rates. 800-541-7161.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
By now I'd have it figured out, how not to make the easy things so hard to do. I bet that I'd be further down this road if I could read the signs that point me to the truth. I never planned on being nothing but a cowboy. Somewhere I picked up this old guitar. Girl, all I can say is that I'm sorry if I get kinda careless with your heart. All the headlines, all the midnights, chasing all that empty, still ain't got it right. All the crazy, all the gypsy, I guess all I'm saying is forgive me if I don't know what I'm doing. I'm still learning to be human. So far I've been good at burning bridges. Strike a match and ride right out of town. Bless your heart for never trying to fix me, quit me, or slow me down. All the headlines, all the midnights, chasing all that still ain't got it right. All them crazy, all them gypsy, I guess all I'm saying is forgive me if I don't know what I'm doing. I'm still learning to be human. Playing outlaw, rolling out of nowhere with the brakes off. All them crazy and the whiskey, waking up and wondering what hit me. Oh, forgive me, I really don't know what I'm doing, 'cause I'm still learning to be human. Still learning to be human.
Cody Johnson, the subject of today's Country Music Minute here on WRCO. For a Wednesday morning, we're holding steady at 60 degrees. We're headed towards 73, which will be a bit warmer than yesterday's high of 67. Well, the Brewers have to get at it. They have to get after it coming up on this evening, 6:38, first pitch time on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. It's a tough row to hoe. Hopefully they can do it, but that's where that first game in a playoff series is so important, because you win that, if you're the Mets, then there's still room for error. If they lose tonight, they still get another game tomorrow. But the Brewers situation, yeah, they have to win tonight. They also have to win tomorrow night, too. There's no room for error. So, and maybe some teams perform better under those circumstances. That's what we're hoping for, anyway.
Girl, how you been? Saw you there walking in. There's no way that you're all alone. Dark hair, brown eyes, blue jeans, pretty smile. I think that you got me sold. There's no
I
14 away from 11 o'clock. We appreciate you listening wherever you are. Hello, our friends at VARC listening in today. Glad that you have the radio on as well. Boy, it's hard to get anything done when you want to just take a time out, not necessarily for a coffee break, but maybe a dance break. Ridge Boys, of course, singing about old Elvira today.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
Your calendars for this Friday and prepare for an epic clash of legendary libations. Are you a super sip or a master of vino? Choose your side and join the battle of vintage proportions. From 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., embark on a heroic quest throughout downtown businesses, tasting fall-inspired wines, beers, and ciders. Power up with every sip as you explore the finest flavors our city has to offer. And the adventure continues from 8:30 to 11:30 p.m., dance the night away at the Phoenix Center. Bring your own chair and celebrate your conquest with an electrifying party. Assemble your crew and join them for an unforgettable evening of fun and flavor.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of wonderful donations and hard at work getting everything priced on the shelves for you. With the citywide garage sales just around the corner, stay connected by following them on Facebook for updates and special sales, like buy one book, get three free, and browse their silent auction items. Visit often to enter their new weekly drawing for a $10 in-store gift certificate. Store hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 120 South Main Street. See you there.
Save big during the Fall Filter Sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel, now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa know-how. WRCO 100.9.
It was a typical summer, hot down by the water's edge. We were lovers, awkward, tripping on words, falling for each other. We were desperate for something more than 17 years of innocence wasn't enough to keep us from the edge. We had to jump off, but nothing could stop us, or nothing in this world.
junkie, and one woman that'll always love me. She holds me in all my scars. Fall asleep here.